the round, Judy, get down. Y'all can get down, Judy, be loud. You can be loud and be proud. You can be proud here, be proud. You're a rebel, cause the South's gonna do it again. Yeah.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. I've been telling you the South's going to do it again. Well, the South Shore's going to do it again, too. Monday Night Talk. Be the where it's at.
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
We want to thank Ed Byers and Justin Kane for being here talking about an article that's going to be in Boston Magazine on newsstands this, I think he said Saturday. Make sure you check it out. Page 53. About all about if you're a Brockton resident or somebody who is in one of the neighboring communities. Keep that in mind if you want to check out. Thank you very much, my friend. Turn that down a little bit. So starting to feedback. Ryan, doing a great job. So be sure to check that out in Boston Magazine. Ed Byers and Justin Kane giving us the take on what's going on with that proposed power plant and the desalinization plant. And more problems. Turning our attention, our focus, to a gentleman who has been in here before. He's kind of a little bit of everything. He's an author. I believe author of the book. Let me see if I can read this right. A Celebration of Life. Story of Hope. Miracle. Power of Attitude. He's also, I believe, a business coach. And a musician. Let's not forget that. He's going to be playing.
Man of many trades.
Pretty well, as my dad always said, jack of all trades, master of none.
How is the book doing? How is that selling?
Well, thanks for asking. It's actually been a little overwhelming. I mean, it's been, I've already sold well over 600 copies.
Wow.
It is now available on Amazon.com and is also now available as an ebook on Amazon as well.
Can you get it for the Kindle?
I think it's ready for the Kindle and all of the above little gadgets.
I looked earlier. I saw that. I believe it's available on Amazon.com for the Kindle.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't have one of those, so I'm still old school. I put glasses on and I read the book. And
a lot of us older folk, though.
We're all
younger guys,
there.
Maybe not so much.
Been doing some great author nights. I just, 2 weeks ago, I did one at the... Thomas Crane Library in Quincy, the beautiful stone library right smack dab in the middle of the center of Quincy. Had a very good turnout for that. And I'm now currently working with a publicist to help take the book nationally.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that within the next couple months, getting on one of the afternoon talk shows on a national perspective. So,
and give folks kind of a little bit of a Cliff's Notes version of what the book is all about.
Sure.
Would you endure it? Because it's kind of like almost like a bio a little bit, right?
It's a little bit of a bio. I had contracted a autoimmune disease that's a very rare disease called scleroderma. Yep. Though the more people I talk to, the more somebody knows somebody who either has it or has actually passed away from it. And I was a consummate workaholic. I had all these warning signs that I ignored. And eventually, I think the good Lord took a 2x4 and whacked me across the forehead with it. And it's an autoimmune disease, connective tissue disease, that your body thinks it's under attack, so it overproduces collagen. And that collagen then ends up calcifying or crystallizing. And it there's two different times. There's limited scleroderma, which really just affects the outside, your skin. Then there's the systemic, which I have, which then can involve organ involvement. Mine went in, attacked my kidneys, shut my kidneys down, and within a matter of hours, I was rushed to the ER with a blood pressure of 270 over 170, hemorrhaging in the brain, the left ventricle, my heart collapsed, and I went into a coma. I was living in Phoenix, Arizona, part of a startup.com company, and they made two calls that afternoon. One was to my parents back here in Hanson, to let them know that I was in a coma, and the other was to a priest to come in and give me my last rites.
Goodness.
And through the grace of God and prayers from thousands of people, and really the book talks about attitude, mainly that we all have it, and I don't care what adversity you're facing, whether it's medical, whether it's financial, whether it's relationships, that we all have at our disposal two weapons, and that's perseverance and a positive mental attitude that can really get us through so much in life. If you try, you got to put the effort into it.
Okay. Now, I believe that the idea of you coming in is to kind of talk about, is it not going to be like an awareness month coming up?
Well, the month of June is scleroderma month, both on a national basis. We've got our national spokesperson, which is Jason Alexander, also known as George Costanza. His sister Karen has it. Okay. And also Barry Sanders, the football retired football star. He had a sister that has it. So we're now finally starting to get some good momentum and some good press from it. And along with the it being scleroderma month, I also wanted to be able to talk to the listeners who are tuned in this evening that we're going to be having a walk for the cure Sunday, June 9th on the Plymouth waterfront at Nelson Park.
Okay.
It starts at roughly about 11:30, and we go till about 1:30. We're going to have food, entertainment. There's going to be face painting clowns for the kids. And it's really the one big fundraiser that the New England Scleroderma Foundation does, which is a 501(c) nonprofit. And all contributions are tax deductible. They get no government funding at all, which is unfortunate. Hopefully someday that it will get some funding for it, where at least from some articles I've read that it actually affects more people than Lou Gehrig's disease does.
Hmm. Do you have a question here?
Well, I was going to say, what is the next kind of there's a month now. Is that June or it's June?
Month
right?
of June.
June.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So with the month, is there any special? You know, national awareness, or is there kind of like, you know, like with, what am I thinking? Black History Month, they do kind of like a national, you know, awareness piece to that. Is there something like that with scleroderma?
Yes, actually, the National Foundation is located here in Danvers, Mass.
Oh.
And also,
so it's local.
So it is local, but then the New England chapter is also up on the North Shore as well. And yeah, they're going to be on. Both PSAs and also little segments or little snips, if you will, that are going to be on Dr. Oz, a lot of the doctor and medical and health shows, national shows that people tune into the afternoons. There's also going to be some PSAs and also some other people from the national level that will be talking on different radio shows that deal with health and fitness as well.
So is it becoming more, from your experience and as long as you've been involved in making sure that people are aware, has there been an increased occurrence that you've noticed that people, you know, this awareness month is really going to be useful for people that may not know they have it to become aware that they may?
Yeah, I think it is. Matter of fact, when I spoke in Quincy, there was an older lady that, because most of the age range seems to be between 35 and 50. You know, some that are younger, some that are older. But she was just diagnosed with it within the last couple months. And what happens a lot of times is, you know, like I was misdiagnosed for 8 months. I had stiffness in the hands. I had just turned 40 years old. I went to the doctor. And, you know, his response was, well, you know, how old are you? You got stiffness and pain in the hands. It's probably rheumatoid arthritis. So a lot of people get misdiagnosed with it. And if it doesn't get diagnosed quickly, and some people, they have the pain and they just live with it. They don't bother to go get any, seek out any medical attention. And therefore, if it does start to then become systemic and go internally, there was a wonderful lady in Plymouth, Marie Reed, an older woman who had had the disease for many, many, many years, and she was one of the major people and pushes for the local scleroderma walk that we do in Plymouth, and it got into her lungs, and unfortunately, she passed away before she could get a lung transplant.
Wow.
So it literally comes down to needing transplants when this...
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I would have been in that case with my kidneys hadn't it been for... They were able to kickstart my kidneys.
Wow.
They weren't sure... And but I kept telling the doctors, as I say in the book, that, you know, I was going to be off of this in 6 minutes. I mean, excuse me, 6 months. Joe's, I mean, he's over there. Kevin's doing his fingers. 2 minutes left. So I said a minute, but 6 months. And I kept. And some of the doctors said, you might be on this for the rest of your life. And I just said no. And that's where I really feel attitude really helped me along again, with prayers from people, and just, you know, wasn't my time to go.
Wow. Is there a website? Do you have information on your website? How can folks get in touch with you if they want to find out more?
Yeah, they can go to www.scleroderma, which is scleroderma.org/steppingoutplymouth. Or you can always go to my Facebook page, which is Andrew Botieri. Just I've got a couple on there, but look for the one that has the front cover of the book, which is a celebration of life. And again, any people who do want to either volunteer, sponsor the walk, I've got flyers that I can get to you, or you can come down and sign up at the Nelson Park. I think we start signing people up about 10 o'clock, and then we take off at about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Is there a number that you're hoping to reach with this particular?
Yeah, we're looking at, last couple of years, we were just under 200 walkers. And I think that as more and more people build and more awareness comes, we're hoping that we can at least get between 300 and 400 walkers, and that would be phenomenal. Again, the only funding that we can use for this disease is through these donations and also through the walks and sponsorships as well.
Probably one of my last questions is, what about as far as the Andrew Botieri tour? I know you're a musician. Where are you going to be playing this summer?
I'm going to be down at the Pilgrim Sands Motel down at the Plymouth Waterfront. I just finished playing this past Saturday night at the Meadowbrook restaurant in Hanson, the old Cataldi's restaurant.
Had
a fun time there. I played in between the Bruins intermissions because playing during a Bruins game is going to be a little tough when you're... Yeah, no one wanted to hear me play. But again, you can go onto my Facebook account or andrew@andrewbotieri.com. People can get a hold of me at any time.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time to come on down. Mm-hmm. Joe, anything in closing?
No, just looking forward to the Awareness Month and to the walk. So good luck with that. That seems great.
Really, really appreciate it, guys. And I just also wanted to shout out to all the veterans today. I did go down to Fernhill Cemetery in Hanson and was just amazed at all the flags, the new flags that everybody put out there. The Boy Scouts go around putting all out new flags. My dad had a new flag on his grave as well, so it was very nice and touching.
That's right. It's more than just barbecues and opening up your pool. It's about those who gave the supreme sacrifice.
They did.
That we can't ever repay other than to show our respect. Well, I want to thank you again, my friend, for
Kevin. Thank you very much.
For coming.
Joe, thank you as well.
Yes.